So they're coming out with new guidelines for spotting Alzheimer's maybe earlier.
That's right. This is the National Institute on Aging and the Alzheimer's Association have come up with new guidelines, first time in 27 years, that takes into account some of the research that we've gleaned and also just better diagnostic criteria. So they've divided Alzheimer's into three sections. One is a dementia, which is mental impairments that weren't as severe as previously recognized and required to make an Alzheimer's diagnosis. And then the key one, Steve, is mild changes due to Alzheimer's disease. And this is a new category. So this is patients that have changes in memory and thinking ability, but don't keep them from performing everyday functions. They realize that there may be a little problem, but it's not severe where they wander, they forget to leave the stove on, that kind of thing. And so that's a bit of a change. And one is more for the future, that is preclinical Alzheimer's disease using biomarkers. And we've talked about this before. That's where there are tests that may be done in the future that will recognize either the genetic changes that are leading to Alzheimer's disease, testing cerebrospinal fluid, that's the fluid in the spinal column, imaging scans, so PET scans, MRI scans. But these tests are not perfect yet. They're more in the experimental stage because there's no specific cutoff yet that's been designed to say, this definitely says that you have Alzheimer's disease. So it's a refinement of the definition to hopefully find earlier detection of the disease, to use some of the medications that, although not perfect, may help slow the progression. So it's, as with anything else, it sort of brings up the notion that the earlier you can diagnose something, at least you have the opportunity to slow things down, make it less difficult for the patient, as opposed to the guidelines that we have now that tend to identify Alzheimer's disease at a later stage that then start treatment later, and you already have a lot of the progression that unfortunately cannot be taken back.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
You're very welcome, Steve.